From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. European Union leaders have backed Britain and Prime Minister Theresa May and blaming Moscow over a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and have recalled their envoy to Moscow in a symbolic protest, Reuters' Scarlett Swutanovich reports.
A stance welcomed by May, who had warned the threat Russia poses respects no borders. She also asked fellow leaders to step up intelligence cooperation to start going after Russian spy networks. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said he regretted the EU's move, with Moscow denying any involvement in the attack. However, several European governments, including Lithuania, Poland and Denmark, are now looking to expel Russian diplomats, while Germany and France have raised the prospect of further measures.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Swutanovich reporting. The second largest rebel group in Syria's Ghouta province says it has agreed with the Russian military to evacuate sick and wounded people and allow humanitarian aid to enter rebel-held areas of eastern Ghouta. The fighting there has killed more than 1,500 people and left civilians without much-needed aid. U.S. prosecutors say in one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, 9 Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer system of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other proprietary data on behalf of the Iranian government. Prosecutors say the hackers worked for Mabna Institute and carried out many of the computer intrusions on behalf of the Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. International groups are continuing their efforts to help Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh refugee camps. Adel Mohammed Hayat, Kuwait's ambassador to Bangladesh, speaks with reporters about his country's mission to help the Rohingya refugees.
To assist the relief operation, and in the meantime, to try to help these refugees with more assistance.
Since late August 2017, more than 688,000 Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State to escape what the UN and Human Rights Watch describe as the military's large-scale campaign of ethnic cleansing. After a months-long lull, another terrorist attack has hit France. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France, in which 4 people were killed, including the suspect, who was shot dead by police. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman has died. Get more on the story from Lisa Bryan in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military, except under limited circumstances. The White House says the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security have concluded the retention of individuals with a history of gender dysphoria presents a considerable risk to military effectiveness. Gender dysphoria, formerly known as gender identity disorder, is defined by strong, persistent feelings of identification with the opposite gender. Criticism of the renewed effort towards a transgender ban was immediate from politicians, human rights groups, and the LGBT activists. And hundreds of thousands of people expected to attend the March for Life demonstration here in Washington Saturday. Students from a Florida high school where 17 people were killed last month in the latest mass U.S. shooting organized Saturday's event. For details on more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.